iHeartRadio.
Now we're talking.
So, here at this type conference, everybody's just talking about type all the time, and I'd sit in a room in my apartment and draw type all the time and think about type all the time. And so I get kind of overwhelmed by it and a little bit tired of it. So what really interests me, I think, is how to make chicken stock. And I'm very modest about most things, but I make very, very good chicken stock. And it's important that you brown the bones and the vegetables and use good herbs. But the browning of the bones means that from the minute you put the water in, you have a nice rich color to it and a good flavor to it. It really caramelizes what's in the bits of meat that are still on the bones. My apologies to any vegetarians. And what I like to do is go to the store, and they always sell boneless chicken breasts at the store, but you know, what do they do with the bones? At the store I go to, they sell them, and so I usually get two full bones from the breast, and use two carrots peeled and chopped into 3 or 4 pieces each, an onion peeled and chopped in half, 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, one stick of celery with the leaves if I can get it, and some fresh thyme, usually a bay leaf, maybe some dried oregano, depends on what I'm making with it, and some black peppercorns, and plenty of salt. I think people are overly phobic about salt. Salt really makes things taste wonderful. It brings out the natural flavor in things. And so I put a little bit of olive oil in the bottom of a stock pot and get it really, really hot. Well, first, you always put the oil in after the pan is already hot. So I get the pan hot, put the olive oil in, and then throw in the bones and get those browning a little bit. And then throw in the all the vegetables. And then once everything's brown, throw in the herbs and put in enough water to cover the whole thing. Bring to a boil and then set it to very low heat and let it simmer lightly for about 1.5 hours, 2 hours, sometimes 2.5. And maybe every 45 minutes or so you want to check on it and stir it around a little bit to make sure that nothing's sticking out over the liquid too much, and skim off the fat and skim off any sort of other foamy stuff that ends up on the top. And usually let it cool on the stove. You never want to put hot things into the refrigerator, so you'll just make everything in the refrigerator warm and then run the risk of food poisoning. But I let it cool on the stove, and then I strain it through a strainer and cheesecloth just to make sure I get all the bits of pepper out of it, because you don't want the peppercorns, you just want the flavor. And then I either use it right away or freeze it. And it's just nice to have homemade stock around anytime you want to make almost anything. So this really is what I do with my time. I also like to make soft-shell crabs, which are shockingly easy. It's unfortunate that you can only really find them fresh during the summer. And the way I like to cook those is I get them in Chinatown, which is great because they're cheaper, and they also sell them whole, and usually still alive. And the first couple of times I got them whole and live, I felt a little bit guilty, but they're kind of just like big spiders, really, and so you have to clean them, which I won't get into because it's kind of horrible. I like to block it out of my memory. And just put a little bit of melted butter and garlic and crushed garlic and salt and pepper, and then just throw them in the oven for 10 minutes at 400 degrees. And it's just absolutely the perfect way to enjoy them. Because when they're cooked tempura style, there's so much batter and sort of gets in the way of really enjoying the crab flavor. Hi, my name is Christian Schwartz, and you're listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking.